My name's Joanne Mosswild. I live in Belfast, and I have submitted comments, but these are new comments, and they are brief. I've learned about the process of welcoming a new business to Belfast over the past few months. The most interesting part of the process is that an industry can only apply to the planning board if the desired location is zoned for their desired purpose. I suppose this makes sense most of the time. But in this situation, I think the process is flawed and puts Belfast in a precarious position that could lead to unwanted consequences, i.e., where we could end up with an industry that is not a good fit for Belfast. The NAF project is so big and has potential to have such immense impact on Belfast that our current process does not address the complexities inherent in this situation. I was told by a respected community member that it is not the council or the planning board's job to judge the worth, the goodness, or the appropriateness of a business, but only to think of it as business. Well, if the elected council does not look at big changes with an interest in the common vision, then who does? Who holds the vision for Belfast? It is not only the citizens of Belfast who hold this vision, but also, I hope, the elected officials. The council needs to take the pulse of the community on this issue. When there's a question of whether or not a change holds true to our vision, all interested parties should have a chance to chime in. We need to have conversations, and all interested parties need the chance to have a seat at the table. The conversations I have heard around town tell me that this is not a cut and dry issue. I expect the council to have a long-range vision for Belfast, a vision toward the future beyond money, beyond the quick fix for our budget, wanting to do the good we want to see in the world, and I'm not sure that NAF takes us where we want to go. I've been encouraged by the council to separate out the council's zoning role from the planning board's role of making such an industry meet the statutes. But you know what? I can't separate them out, and I don't think the council should either. It would be our folly to ignore the unique impacts this industry brings while we engage in the rezoning process. With all due respect, and I appreciate all of your work, our council and planning board members do not have the expertise to address the complex issues with regard to scale of the aquaculture project. We don't know what we don't know. We need third-party experts. This has become a divisive issue in Belfast. We need our city council has power now, and we need to keep that power before we change the zoning of the proposed NAF site. Once the zoning has changed, we cannot decide to change our minds about industry on this parcel. We can no longer decide if we want Belfast to become an industrial city. I urge you to have a 6-month waiting period before you vote on this. Thank you.